Where did you go, little one? Hiding from Nina like this isn't very nice. It's not like you can hide from me forever. The only door in this hallway that's closed is this one. And tsk, tsk, tsk. You don't think a simple lock is going to keep me from you, do you? This is my home. I have the master key. You're in here, little one. I can smell the fear clinging to the air. I can practically hear your heart thumping out of your chest. Bum bum. Bum bum. Bum bum. I don't think you would be stupid enough to just hide under the bed in a messy room like this, but it doesn't hurt to check. Just like I thought. Completely empty. Where could you have gone, little one? It couldn't have been far. You're only making this more difficult for yourself. Why prolong the inevitable? Don't you want to see what I have in store for you, little one? You're going to make such a lovely victim. Are you behind this chair? Of course not. Behind the chair would be too obvious, and you're a smart one. Able to get out of those bindings in the bedroom and run down the hallway? If only you thought beyond getting out of your restraints, little one. Do you want to take a guess at what I'm thinking about? I don't know why I thought you would respond to that when you're hiding from me. What I'm thinking about is the feeling of your warm red blood on my skin, bathing in it, coating myself in you. I can feel my own blood starting to pump. Starting to fill with adrenaline as I hunt you down, little one. I wonder how you'll scream with a knife pressed to your throat. Come out, wherever you are, little one. Not under the table or behind it. What if you put yourself away under my desk? Wishful thinking. If you had done that, I would have rewarded you. Underneath my desk is another one of those places that I plan to keep you. Areas of my house that you'll be allowed in once you've earned it. Hiding from Nina, trying to escape, that only shows me that you can't behave yourself. Maybe I'll have to take a more extreme measure with you to keep you with me. You see, I only want to play with you, little one. Damn, I'm not over here either. You know, I didn't think this room was this big. Where could you have gone? I'm willing to make a deal with you. If you come out and behave yourself, I won't punish you so severely. I'll make sure you can still stand and sit comfortably afterwards if you show yourself to me right now. On the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. You really want to torture yourself just for the sake of it, don't you? Are you sure you're not a masochist or something, little one? Not here. Not there. Where could you have gone? Maybe you're on the other side of the room. I thought you would stick on this side, but maybe you surprised me. You've been doing that a lot lately, getting out of your bindings so easily. How long had you been working on those? You taught me not to use rope against your skin. I wanted to use something soft so that you wouldn't hurt yourself. Nina doesn't want to cause you any more problems, little one. But you're making it difficult for me not to want to hurt you. Is the only way you learn through pain? Through discomfort? If it is, I'll amend our games. I can make them more painful for you so that you enjoy them more. If that's what you wanted. More pain, more difficulty. All you had to do was ask for it, little one. I would have been happy to oblige. Not there either. You know, I'm starting to get a little annoyed with you. Come on. Is this because of what happened to your little friend? You can't still be upset with me over that. Your friend is the one who came snooping around here without my permission. I couldn't tell them you were here. But you started screaming. Such awful screaming because you knew the door was open. I could hear it from upstairs. The only way to make it stop was to strangle them. They were about to call the cops, break into my home, and take my little one from me. We hadn't even gotten to the fun games yet. I wasn't going to let your friend take you away from me. No, no, no. I wanted to play with you more. Don't you see? You're special. I wouldn't work this hard for a random prey if I didn't think it was worth it. You're a glittering beacon amongst all of my previous little ones. You're different. You're special. Wait. Nina, think. You're going about this all wrong. You're looking for them, but your little one probably thinks you two are just playing. This is just some fun game of hide-and-go-seek, so obviously asking you to reveal yourself wouldn't be fun. Oh, that makes so much sense. That breaks the entire rules of the game. I need to go about this differently. Smartly. More quietly. I thought I was reasoning with you while looking and talking to you, but I was coming at this all wrong. Clearly, you want to play with me too, and that's what we're doing right now. Duh. You don't want to leave me. You're loving your time with me. With how well your body responds to me, you just wanted to give me a game to play back with you. What a sweet little one I have, always thinking of me. No. Not under there. You know, I didn't think of this. I figured no one could fit in there. But looking at it now, it's fairly large. More of a walk-in type of thing than a cabinet, if I'm being honest. Wouldn't hurt to peep inside. Little one, are you in here?